SRN News. I'm John Scott. Senate Republicans are reportedly looking for ways to decouple a Ukraine aid bill from U.S. border security. Bob Agnew reports.
Rumors have begun to swirl that Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is in the planning stages for a standalone bill offering aid to Ukraine. That comes amid widespread speculation that any version of a border bill that comes out of the Senate will be DOA in the House. Conservatives there are demanding the White House make major policy changes at the U.S. border before they sign on to billions in foreign aid for Ukraine and Israel. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the RNC could make a formal declaration about Donald Trump's candidacy next week. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The Republican National Committee is expected to consider a resolution to declare Donald Trump the party's presumptive 2024 nominee, even though only two states have voted. A candidate needs 1,215 delegates to formally clinch the nomination. If approved, the measure would further solidify Trump's control of the party and its operation at a time when Nikki Haley is still competing against Trump for the GOP nomination. Haley raised $1 million after her second place showing in New Hampshire. Calling Haley a bird brain, Trump says that anyone donating to her campaign would be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Georgia State Senate creating a special committee to investigate Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis. The panel approved on a 30-19 vote. Republican senators say the panel is needed to determine whether the Democratic district attorney misspent state tax money in her prosecution of former President Donald Trump and others. On Wall Street, stocks have been fluctuating. The Dow is up 30 points, but the NASDAQ 43 points in the red. This is SRN News. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation defends Satan. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Under pressure from that organization, a supervisor at the Veterans Benefits Administration has agreed to remove a sign from her desk that bore the words, quote, "Not today, Satan, not today." The foundation claims the sign is offensive to veterans who might worship Satan and would therefore constitute a violation of their religious freedom. The person who lodged the complaint with the foundation calls the sign an example of Christian supremacy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of transgender veterans have filed suit seeking to force the Department of Veteran Affairs to pay for and provide them with sex change operations. The Transgender American Veterans Association seeks to compel the VA to codify the verbal assurances the department made years ago that it would begin providing the surgeries at taxpayer expense. This is SRN News. Prosecutors are telling a Michigan jury that the mother of a then 15-year-old high school shooter should be found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has the update in this report.
It's believed to be the first case in the nation in which a parent is charged in a mass shooting at a school.
Jennifer Crumley didn't pull the trigger that day, but she is responsible for those deaths.
Prosecutor Mark Keast says Jennifer Crumley could have prevented the killings of four students at Oxford High School if she had told school officials that her son had a gun like the one he had drawn a picture of in a classroom. Defense attorney Shannon Smith says prosecuting the mother does not serve any purpose.
An effort to make people feel like someone is being held responsible.
Ethan Crumbly was sentenced last month to life in prison. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.